USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top lawmakers say they've reached a tentative agreement on funding the federal government, giving Congress and the White House about a week to approve of the particulars before funding runs out after December 20th. A vote is scheduled for Tuesday in the House. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is promising that if voters give Republicans a majority, they will never repeat this rush to impeachment against President Trump.
So what do we have to believe will happen if the Democrats keep the majority? More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating, and really the ultimate goal they've always dreamed about.
The California Republican speaking on Capitol Hill during his weekly press conference. Stocks are soaring on the news of a possible trade deal with China. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 220 points, setting another record at 28,132. This is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
Another state cancels its GOP primary. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Hawaii is the latest state to cancel its Republican primary and commit all of its delegates to President Trump for his reelection. The state follows Kansas, Alaska, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada in canceling their nominating contest. In Minnesota and Georgia, state Republican Party leaders say Trump will just be the only candidate on the ticket. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Things are getting back to normal at a Central Texas high school following a lockdown. Round Rock ISD says no one was allowed in or out of Cedar Ridge High School for over a half hour following the report that a student had a gun. The district says no weapon was found and the report was deemed not credible. Four students were detained and details are not being released, although the police is investigating. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is hosting a summit on child care and family leave as part of the administration's push to help forward legislation to improve access to assistance for working parents. President Donald Trump's daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump speaks to the crowd.
We've created over 7 million new jobs. Unemployment has reached historic lows, and nearly 650,000 children being raised by single moms have been lifted out of poverty. It's really incredible. Through our pledge to America's workers, over 350 employers have committed to delivering over 14 million career and training opportunities. This is 14 million lives impacted, 14 million Americans who will have a better chance to learn the skills they need to succeed in a career that they love.
Folks in Jersey City are still shaken by the kosher store shooting earlier this week. This Jewish man says while it's devastating there were at least 3 innocent victims that were killed inside the store, it could have been a lot worse if police officers didn't happen to be nearby.
We had over 100 kids right next door in this building, so the kids are home alive. We're thankful for that.
The man was speaking there on NBC News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.